Hanover Horton Schools, and their superintendent, John Denny, joins us. A lot of startups this week in Hanover, and Horton will start back up tomorrow. Nervous anticipation, John?
You know, it's one of those things. It's opening day. You know, it's one of those that every year, no matter how prepared you feel, there's always that anxiousness and that anticipation. You know, it's the same for the adults as it is for the kids getting ready for that new school year to start.
Yeah. So how's it going to work out there?
Well, we're given, we gave all of our families a choice that they could do 100% online to start, you know, to start off with, or else we're offering a 4-day a week in person. And on Wednesdays is a day for everybody's going to have a learn-at-home day, which gives us a chance to do a little bit more of a thorough cleaning on the building, but also just kind of let our teachers catch up because they're teaching online and in person, you know, and just kind of give everybody that little bit of a midweek break because it's going to be, there's a lot of different stressors this year on everybody than what we've had in the past.
Boy, no doubt about that. How tough is this on the teachers? There's certainly added burden, isn't there?
There definitely is. You know, to ask them to be able to monitor online students and their face-to-face students, as well as for a lot of them, they're changing how they've always done it. That we've got them, you know, using electronic media to be able to allow students to access it that are at home as well as in the classroom. And you know, it's definitely a major shift in how we've done it for years.
Now, one issue out there has been connectivity. Has that gotten any better or no?
Technology's helped some. You know, it's definitely, we've got quite a few people that, you know, it's kind of a connectivity black hole out here where, you know, your cell signals drop, you can't get, you know, the cable stops on the pole and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we're taking some measures to help with that. We bought flash drives for every student that needs one so that they can upload and download everything they need at the school, and then that way they have it at home to be able to work on it. You know, just trying to do what we can to accommodate it. It is definitely one of those, I look forward to the day when some of the talk I've heard out of Lansing and Washington about expanding broadband to everywhere, we would definitely benefit from that.
No doubt. What's what do you feel the biggest challenge will be, John? Or maybe your biggest concerns going into all this?
You know, there's always that, you know, student safety and the safety of your staff is always at the forefront of your mind when you're, you know, in charge of a school district. And there's a lot of things you always worry about on a regular day. Now you add in a global pandemic as you're opening up your buildings, and, you know, you're just the whole, you know, you're just hoping that the guidance is correct and that we've done everything we can do. And I feel confident with what we've got in place, but it's, you know, time will tell.
Yeah, it's a new world, no doubt. Of course, superintendents here have met many times, you and your colleagues, and it seems like everybody's on pretty much the same page.
We really are, and that's one of the advantages I think our county has over a lot of other counties across the state, is the fact of, you know, there's a sense that we are in true competition with each other for students through School of Choice and things like that. But at the end of the day, we're all in it for the right reasons. We all are wanting to do what's best for all the students in our county. And we have a very similar philosophy and belief across the across the board. And it allows us to collaborate and, you know, put our heads together and come up with the best possible plans for all of us.
Yeah. John, talk about sports. We know football is, they're going to try to do it in the spring. There might be some other sports that end up in the spring. Is that going to, that is certainly going to be a challenge, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely will. You know, and it's definitely tough. My daughter's going to be a freshman and trying out for volleyball once they can get into the gym and hold tryouts. you know, so there's a lot of anxiety and just anticipation of all the, you know, athletes trying to figure out if they're going to have a season or not. But I'm glad that they're taking a cautious approach and that they're waiting to make sure that, you know, either the numbers are going to support they can open up the gyms or they're not. And I'd much rather see them try to wiggle in a partial season than just eliminate it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the tough thing, when you look at it with a lot of the spring sports, track, I think, would be the more difficult one as the heat picks up during the summer to be on a track, you know, for practice, and meets would be a little bit more challenging in July than it is in May. But for baseball and softball and soccer, they're all playing their club seasons during that time anyhow. So the way that they're talking about wedging the spring season in between, you know, perhaps a condensed basketball and spring sports, I think there is a window of opportunity to make it happen so that those kids can get that opportunity. But, again, it's one of those, we'll just, time will tell.
Yeah, John Denny with us from Hanover Horton. They are back tomorrow. Talk a little bit about busing and transportation. John, that's a whole nother can of beans.
It is, and it's definitely a challenge when you have a large rural area that you're covering. But it's one of those, we followed the guidelines that are in place for us to where, you know, the buses can only, you can only spread out so far on a bus.
Right.
But the students, while they're on a bus, have to be masked. The drivers will be masked. If the weather allows, the windows get cracked. Everything gets sanitized before the buses leave to start their routes. And we still have two routes to where we run our secondary run, and then the buses leave after they drop off the students at the high school, middle school, and then they go do their elementary. We actually bought fogging machines so that we can spray down and sanitize the interior of the buses between those runs. So it was the time and expense and labor and things like that that we had to account for, but we're going to make sure those buses are as clean as they can possibly be before they go out to pick up the kids. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to get through this year without any incidents.
How do you think the kids will handle the masks, John, especially the young ones?
You know, I think part of it is it's going to be almost just like anything, that once they get used to it,
mm-hmm.
they'll be all right. It's going to take some time, and, you know, one of the guidances that have been communicated out a few times is have your kids wear the masks to try to get used to it in a normal environment, that if all they're putting one on is to walk into a store once every other week or something like that, it's definitely going to feel weird to them. But, you know, people will get used to it. It's just a matter of that time, and, you know, it's a requirement. We don't have the choice in the matter. So we'll work with them and keep giving those reminders. And, you know, they know the expectation is that when they're told the mask has to be on, the mask has to be on.
Yeah, you must have one eye on what's going on in some of these college campuses. Obviously, it's a little different learning type environment, initially some problems.
Well, definitely, it's definitely a relief as a K-12 institution, and I have to worry about the Greek system and all the gatherings of move-in week there. You know, but I also think you have a different dynamic of the fact that as a school district, all of our kids are pretty well local. You know, that doesn't mean that they may not, you know, visit somebody that's not, but that mass exposure of, you know, you look at some of the universities that have had their issues, you got people coming from all over the world getting together and then celebrating without any face coverings or social distancing that are in place. It's a little easier when you're from a small geographic area to not have so much risk of that cross spread happening. You know, and overall our county numbers have been holding pretty good for a while now. So that gives us a little glimmer of hope there as well.
Well, we should have some football games this weekend, but high school and college, it's going to be weird, isn't it?
It definitely is. It's one of those I have to keep reminding myself that I can turn on baseball again. Just haven't been able to get back into the sports scene. So it'll be it'll be interesting to see when things do kick back up, the excitement that'll be around it.
Hey, John, thanks for stopping by. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much, and have yourself a great day, Greg.
Take care. John Denny, superintendent out at Hanover Horton.